Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paula Lovell back on the show. Paula is a longtime member of our brain trust. She goes all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century, but we got her right out of elementary school. She literally had graduated to go into the seventh grade when we got her the first time. And that was in 99. She's the owner of Lovell and Company. Lovell Communications, I should say, Lovell.com, and the chairman, the CEO there, and I think we might have some news along those lines in a minute, but in the meantime, I just want to say that she's one of my favorite people on the planet. Paula, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I love your show. You do a great job. And just back to the other, I have to just say the other day, one of my young employees said to me, "Weren't you born mid-century?" And I said, "Excuse me?" Thank you. And then I thought about it, and I thought, darn, I was.
Yep, I was born. Well, never mind. We won't go there. All I admit to is my gray hair is not premature. That's the only thing. Hey, Paula. I was telling the audience about you coming, and they're all excited that you're going to be here. And I was telling them, I was reminding them of what I've said many times, and that is that the hardest job in the world, other than being a single mom, which you have been. Other than being a single mom, the hardest job in the world is being a small business CEO. Being the CEO of Exxon or IBM or Coca-Cola or Bear Stearns or Goldman Sachs or whatever, those aren't hard jobs compared to being a small business owner.
I agree. They've got a big margin
for
error.
But I said that I do believe that there's a one more little degree of level of difficulty that for being a small business owner, and that's being a woman small business owner. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that, you know the statistics better than I do, Jim, but more women start small businesses, so we do a great deal of good for the economy and for jobs. But I do think it's better. You know, I never really focused on being a woman as a small business owner.
I told them you'd say that. No, I did. Didn't I, folks? Didn't I say that? I said she won't like it because I asked her that question because you've never tried to play the victim card. You've never acted like you've always been. But see, I told them that's the reason why you've been so successful.
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting you asked. I don't mind sharing with you that last week I had the honor of being inducted into the Women of Achievement, which is an organization with the YWCA, and it's just a lovely honor that I truly, truly, truly was humbled by. And
we're giving you a standing ovation.
Thank you very much. And they did a video and they asked some questions like you ask, and I think that the truth is the reason I believe to whatever degree of success I've had is due to my father. You know, people ask about mentors and my women mentors, and unfortunately, I never had any women mentors.
Forgive all my, but I
like to think that I'm a mentor to a lot of women.
I know you have been, because I get a Christmas card with all their beautiful faces on it, and and the only problem with it is you're not diverse.
I'm not diverse. Yes, I'm all women. 15.
That's
women.
Right. I mean, I'm
15 rock stars.
Don't let OSHA see that. I mean, that's not OSHA, but the Labor Relations Board.
Yeah. Oh well, that's all right. All they have to do is qualify, and they can get in and take the job. But you know, but my father always told me that, you know, a woman was the best leader. My father always told me a woman was a great business person, and this is my dad who ran a multi-billion-dollar company, New York Stock Exchange company.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'll work for a woman any day." Now, people were working for him, but he always praised his women business leaders. And he told me when I was a little girl, he would introduce me as, "This is my daughter, Paula Lovell. Now, I mean, I was 2, 3, and 4 years old. This is my daughter, Paula Lovell, the first woman president of the United States. And I believed him. So I think that is the reason. And I just refused to think that there was anything. I was always proud of being a woman business owner and thought it was just natural. I mean, I just didn't go about it thinking that, there was somebody.
You didn't have a chip on your shoulder.
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I mean,
no,
I think
you didn't.
So.
You don't, and you didn't. And that's what I was telling them before you got here. I said, this is why she's been so successful is because she just approached it as if she, you know, like there was no difference. And
yeah,
I
don't think that women,
I
think that's a problem, and especially in this day and time, Jim. Now, I do think a woman can take advantage of her particularly different leadership skills and
yep.
and claim those
there's
as
some,
a woman.
There's some things you guys can do that we need that guys fall short of. We've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
We come back. We're going to talk about something a little bit different. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.